This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. You all would have loved to be a fly on the wall in the phone call that I was just having during the break with probably one of the most infectious personalities that we have here in the DMV. I got Chad Ricardo, who does sports and everything under the umbrella at Fox 5 here in D.C., working on some stuff with him, someone that's always been a major supporter of me, and I've been a major supporter of him, but got some things in the works, man, myself and Chad Ricardo, so make sure you stick around with that. Right now, though, 1-800-636-1067. The conversation continues. There's not too much to steer away from here with this because the calls of each call, honestly, has like sparked a different idea for me. I personally, see, I'm trying to pick my words here because Friday on Grant and Danny, I sat in for Danny Ruye, myself and Grant, had the exact same thought on starters not playing. We both wanted the starters to play. And my take was posted on social media, and I received so much backlash for it. So now I decided to bring it to the air here again. I still feel the same way. Do I understand why the starters didn't play? Of course. I was not born yesterday. I promise you. But I caution you all this. I get wanting to protect guys. I get not wanting to lose guys due to injury, but I keep going back to this. The only way that you can get prepared to play football, ladies and gentlemen, is what? By playing football. And the Washington Commanders last year had the Titans on the schedule, the Browns on the schedule, right? The Panthers on the schedule, the Saints with Jake Haener at quarterback. See, you don't have any of those cakewalk contests this year. The easy portion of your schedule, quote-unquote, is right out of the get-go, right off the rip. That's the easy portion of your schedule. Gets a lot more difficult week 7 and on. So I say all that to say starting fast is paramount. You got to. The first 6 weeks, New York, short week on the road against Green Bay, home against Vegas, on the road against Atlanta and the L.A. Chargers in back-to-back weeks. Then you're at home in primetime against the Bears. Then you're at Dallas. Then you're at Kansas City. Like, the first, after that Chicago game, at Dallas, at Kansas City, home for Seattle, Detroit, Miami, Denver. Like, that's a tough stretch of ball. So, to me, starting fast is paramount. Any issue with the amount of time that the starters played on Friday night, and they barely played, and then two, Monday night against the Cincinnati Bengals under the lights, which starters are you most eager to see? Tony is in Upper Marlboro. Wants to chime in. What's going on, Tony?
You know how you doing? I'm a first-time caller.
Hey, appreciate you, man.
I got a lot of things I'm going to say in a short period of time.
Okay, let it roll.
First thing I'm going to say is, under Ron Rivera, we had guys constantly getting hurt. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's a long season. We plan on playing each 20 games this year. So we're going to go back to where we were very likely last year. So my thing is, I have full confidence in Dan Quinn, keeping his guys healthy. We went the entire season last year, had very few injuries. Zach Ertz played the entire season for the first time in forever. Bobby Wagner played the entire season. I believe Debo's going to play majority of the season this year because he keeps his guys healthy. So I'm saying really preseason is important to a degree, meaning that you want to see young guys play well and show out. But the bottom line is Joe Gibbs, first Super Bowl here, we went 0-4 in the preseason. We lost all four preseason games. Everybody started panicking. And we won the whole thing. We won the games that counted. Won the Super Bowl. So I'm saying I'm not in panic mode by no means. I'm in panic mode if we start getting players
hurt. I don't think anybody's in panic mode, Tony. It's just a fair question to be asked.
Well, I mean, based on some of the callers, it's like this. Like, I'm going to pose one question. I'm going to let myself go.
Okay.
The question I'm going to ask is, what fans remember our record last year in preseason or who we played? I don't remember another game we played last year.
So, Tony, I think you may be missing the premise here. It's not about, and I appreciate the call, it's not about record. It's not about who you play. It's about getting your guys the adequate work, right, to make sure that they're ready for week one. Because last year in week one, this defense looked abysmal. Missed tackles, not getting off blocks. That's what happens when your guys don't play in the preseason. So I expect their mentality to change this year in the preseason because you don't want to start off slow, especially when you consider the schedule that you have. This isn't a last-place schedule that the Commanders are playing. They're playing a second-place schedule now. And like I continue to reiterate, the Clevelands, the Carolinas, the Tennessees, they don't exist on this year's schedule. So you got to be ready to go right off the rip, man. Chris is in Bowie. Wants to tap in. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, man?
How you doing?
What I want to say is, listen, I expect that out of New England, coming with a new head coach, trying to get the culture going, getting that old culture. Mike Vrabel, everybody know Mike Vrabel. New England got one of the youngest teams in the NFL, got a lot of young players fighting for positions, while you got Washington, has probably one of the oldest rosters in the NFL. So you can't be too mad not seeing Jaden Daniels out there because you kind of know what you're going to get. But on the other hand, that's how a lot of injuries do occur. You know, you're coming in week one trying to do a hurry-up offense. You got everybody going 100 miles per hour when they're not used to it. So, I think that playing Cincinnati this week, you want to see that. One of the worst defense in the NFL last year. They're missing their two top pass rushers. You want to establish the running game. You know, you want to see the offensive line dominate.
I totally agree.
And you want to see them go. You also probably want to see Marcus Mariota get out there. You want to see who's going to merge the wide receivers. You want to see is KJ Osborne or what's the guy? Michael Gallup.
Michael Gallup actually looked pretty good, man. And I'm eager to see him with Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, I definitely would like to see Jaden maybe get one of them young tight ends stepping up, run the ball a couple times, play action here and there, try to take it right at the Bengals. But then again, that defense. That front seven, when you say the first four games, first five games is, if you look at all them teams, I even think the Giants going to be improved because they got four good dominant pass rushers that's going to come at you. And then you got Chargers as a running team. Atlanta is a running team. Those first
you got
five
Josh
games,
Jacobs. You're making the point that I've been making all offseason, man. Your first, and I appreciate the call, man, your first 6 weeks of the season, it's Cam Scadaboo, Tyrone Tracy in week one. It's Josh Jacobs in week two against the Packers on a short week. Then it's Ashton Jeanty. Then it's Bijan Robinson. Then it's Omarion Hampton, right? Like, you're not going to get to ease your way into the schedule, so to speak, in terms of your major Achilles heel that you had a season ago. So that's why, to me, getting it right early in the preseason is paramount. Isaac is in Laurel, wants to chime in. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Lino?
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
I can't complain. I think everybody has made a lot of sense, but I think the two things I have noticed mm-hmm. or I would like to point out, it feels like the coaching staff and maybe even the front office noticed that they had a luxury going into Friday night, not having to start the starters. And honestly, now, you know, you feel like you got punched in the face and you need to bounce back. But honestly, I think they know they have one of the oldest teams, if not the oldest team, in the league, and they want to preserve those guys. Not only that, they have a continuity amongst the coaching staff that not other teams in the NFL have. So I think that just plays a lot into the starters not playing what I've loved to see them. Yes, but I understand the logic. Do I think they would have did it differently after seeing how Friday night went? Probably.
For sure. And
appreciate you taking my call.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you as always, man. Yeah, look, that's the thing, too. He makes a good point. You are an older group. Like, that's a real thing. And to Dan Quinn's credit, it's easy to trust and get behind everything that they did last year because it all worked, right? Zach Ertz started all 17. Bobby Wagner started all 17. Austin Eckler, the only injury he suffered was to his head. There's no preventative maintenance that you could do from stopping a concussion. So, like, that to me, man, super impressed by the way he handles guys. But still, like, that's just the mentality of someone that's played before. Like, you can only get ready to play football by playing football. I'm not saying go play an entire preseason game. I'm not even saying play a half. But to me, getting your feet wet is paramount. Has to happen. So, and then I just got a tweet, and this is, and Zach, I appreciate you tweeting at me, but this is one of the frustrating things. He says, starters got their work in during the joint practice. These games are to evaluate young talent in depth. My only issue with Sam Hartman, he didn't play well enough to have sound evaluation on the skill players. Josh has to get burned. I totally agree with the Sam Hartman comment. Here's the thing. We got to stop trying to compare. And if anyone's actually, like, played in a high school game or a little league game or a college game, dude, there's such a stark contrast. There is such a seismic difference between a joint practice and a preseason game. We got to stop this. And I get what coaches will tell you. Yeah, we could go work in the joint practice. There's nothing like a preseason game. You get that? There's nothing like live bullets flying. And I hate using that analogy, but y'all pick up what I'm putting down. No joint practice can get you ready to play in a game. Games, preseason games, get you ready to play real NFL games. In a joint practice, you think that the pass rush is able to go balls to the wall and actually go get the quarterback? No. In a joint practice, you think they're tackling people to the ground on special teams? No. Right? There's certain things that you just can't simulate in practice that you have to feel and experience in a game-like setting. And preseason is that opportunity. That's why it's here. So I get it, right? I think the joint practices do have value. It allows the coaches to see every which scenario. That's the biggest beneficiary of a joint practice. They can go red zone. Dan Quinn can say, hey, Mike Vrabel, we want to do a 10-play script in the red zone. Guess what? In a preseason game, especially if it's Sam Hartman under center, there's no guarantee you get to work on your red zone offense because you got to get there, right? That's the difference in a joint practice. It allows you to simulate certain scenarios. You get to dictate the practice script. You can't in a game. That's the difference between a scrimmage, right? I know a lot of you, you know, play high school football. That's the difference between a scrimmage and a game. If you didn't get the chance to play college football, it's the same thing in college. We had a scrimmage every year. You choose a team that you scrimmage against. Normally you scrimmage against the same team for 2 years, then you switch. But in a scrimmage, right, you're getting tackled. You're going all the way to the ground. A scrimmage in college is like a preseason game. But joint practice, no. I cannot compare a joint practice to a preseason game. I just can't do it. Joe is in Bethesda. What's up, Joe?
Nell, JS, how are you?
How you doing?
Good. So I can't wait for you and Chad, what you guys got cooking. So I agree with you about the premise, and I know B. Mitch says it all the time. You got the best way to prepare for a game is to play in the game. But I think the number one goal for preseason is to keep everybody healthy. So I don't care if the starters play this week or not. They'll play, but that doesn't bother me at all. I want to keep people healthy. Ask the L.A. Chargers how they feel about their left tackle being out for the year.
In practice, though.
Yeah. That's true. But, I mean, I get
the point, though.
I trust Dan Quinn. That's the difference between this organization now as opposed to the last 25 years. Whatever they do, I trust for now. So I have no problem with not seeing the starters Friday night. But we'll see him next Monday.
Yes, I hope we do.
I think we will.
I think we will. You talked, the call screener wrote about the wide receiver spot here. That's something that we're going to talk about here.
I think they're desperate at receiver. They have to have Terry. They will sign him. I have no doubt in my mind. Without Terry, I don't even know if they're a playoff team. That's how good and that's how important he is, in my opinion.
For sure. Yash, appreciate you as always, brother. Giacomo is in New Jersey. What's going on?
Hey, and I appreciate you taking my call. First time caller, long time listener.
Yeah, I appreciate you.
And thank you. And just for some transparency here, I'm from Jersey. I'm a Giants fan.
Love that. So, look, yeah. I love talking to Giants fans because, look, all offseason I've been pumping your group up and people are calling me an industry plant. Week one is going to be an absolute dogfight.
Yeah, it will be. And we looked good yesterday. I mean, we had Dart, like, you know, obviously room for improvement, but he looked good. And our guy from Penn State looked good, Carter. But so I was happy to see that. Uh-huh. But I'm probably going to get some heat for this. But when you guys – I was actually – when we were done last year, and I liked Daniels. And I was – when once you guys made the playoffs, I was rooting for you guys. I mean, I had to keep that on the down low.
All right.
I don't know if that NFC East camaraderie, but – Daniels is just so likable and the way he plays. But when you got, I'm like, the thing that surprised me is Quinn, and I like Quinn too, mm-hmm. you know, he's a Jersey guy, but you guys are getting run, like we're talking about now, like you guys could not stop the run last year.
No, we can't.
And even in the playoffs, I mean, you guys, the second Eagle game, you stop Barkley. But in the second playoff game, in the playoff game versus the Lions, only reason you beat them is because they stopped giving the ball to Gibbs.
Totally agree.
And so my point is that Quinn being a defensive coordinator, an accomplished one, and also your D coordinator, who's also has got a great resume, is where's like the creativity? I know you have to have the pieces in place.
I think you just hit it, Giacomo. You gotta have the personnel.
Yeah, you do. You have to. I think Payne and Allen were the Alabama duo. They're a little bit overrated.
Yeah.
But also, you know, they needed help.
You know what I love? I love your duo. People are asleep. They're not prepared. Darius Alexander and Dexter Lawrence are going to wreak havoc next year. All we keep talking about is Abdul Carter this and Kayvon Thibodeau and Brian Burns this. Those two in the middle, Sexy Dexy's finally got a running mate. Remember when Leonard Williams was there? How much more effective? Come on, man.
Exactly, and we had Snack Harrison, for a bit. But yeah, no. When Giants play good D and they can run the ball with Scatterbill, hopefully, we're on point. But now I look forward to playing you guys, and I appreciate you taking the call.
For sure, man.
One last point. Uh-huh. Now is with McLaurin. I hope you guys sign him because I want to go against him. But if you don't sign him, I think Daniels is good enough where he'll make do. Hmm. Like, you know, everyone's, you know, I think they need him. Yeah, and I think McLaurin's highly underrated. But I think Daniels is that good where with Samuel and whatever other pieces you got,
they should be able to make lemonade out of lemons, is I guess the phrase. But it's a good point. I know, hearing from a Giants fan, I wonder, Giacomo, if you're still listening, would you call into 101.9 FM and say that I actually was rooting for the Commanders during the playoffs? BT and Sal would give you a tongue lashing. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I want to take a look at the wide receiver position coming up on the other side of the break. There was one wideout from the preseason opener on Friday night that stood out to me. Actually, I'll give you two. That's next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. Tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham, taking you up to 1 o'clock. I got Nick Ashew going to lead you into Washington Nationals baseball. I want to get into the wide receiver position here as we roll throughout the rest of this 11 o'clock hour. Appreciate all your calls earlier here in the program. Always love when the lines are loaded like that to start a show. Commanders back out on the practice field this afternoon, coming up at 2 o'clock. I'll be out there, boots on the ground, giving you the latest to make sure you keep the conversation rolling with me on social media. It is at NELL_BTP. I'm ready for it. I am. Like, if Friday night was getting the whistle wet, then next Monday night is like, is that like fully submerging yourself into the water, so to speak? Because, man, I get it's just a preseason game, but you all probably felt the same way. It's just good to be sitting in front of the TV watching football. And I felt that way throughout the entirety of this weekend. Was up last night watching Jordan Love. And by the way, now this is where I get mean. Jordan Love is so overrated to me. So overrated. Me and GP did a segment on Friday, and we didn't get to the second part of the segment. We did teams that were buying high and selling low, and then vice versa. We also did quarterbacks. In terms of, like, the quarterbacks that everyone is, like, hot under the collar about that I don't necessarily get the hype, is Jordan Love is one of them. And it's crazy that I now feel this way about Jordan Love because I didn't initially. Just turned the ball over too much last year and puts the ball in harm's way too much, man. But in terms of what that Packers team is going to be this year, getting to watch them just a wee bit last night, they're talented on both sides of the football in terms of the offensive line, their defensive line. Now, they did suffer a little bit of an injury scare yesterday as Jaden Reed went down in their preseason opener, but they're so deep at the wide receiver spot that they should be able to, you know, overcome something like that. But their offensive line is one of the best in the National Football League. I mean, seriously, like, it's a super good group. They added to that group by drafting Anthony Belton out of NC State this past year in the second round. Like, they're at least two deep at every spot along the offensive line. Their defensive line, Rayshon Gary, Kenny Clark, Devontae Wyatt, right? Love those guys. Edgerrin Cooper bringing in Isaiah Simmons, and they'll carve out a role for him. It's a damn good group. It's a damn good group. I just feel like the quarterback's going to end up holding them back. We'll see how they finish in what is now a loaded NFC North, but it was good to get my eyes on the starting quarterback last night. Got my eyes on a couple of different starters. Pat Mahomes had a super short-lived preseason debut because of the turnover that Kyler Murray and company had. It was fun to see. Bottom line is this, though. Preseason opener is in the past now for the Washington Commanders. And one of the top storylines and talking points, I guess, coming out of the preseason opener, still very underwhelming at the wide receiver position. And the leading receiver on Friday night was the undrafted free agent from the University of Louisville, Ja'Cory Brooks. I believe it was five catches for 59 yards, and the 59 yards led the team in receiving, so did the five receptions. He's got a shot here. I really do believe that. He's got a shot to make this football team, and when you think about where things currently stand in that room at 6'4", 200 pounds, there is not a wide receiver in the Commanders' wide receiver room that has that physical profile. So for that reason alone, yeah, I think he's got a legitimate chance to make the 53, but he's another guy that's got to continue to stack days, right? Play well in the preseason game on Friday night. Come practice well today. Practice well on Monday. Continue to put good days together because they're going to need it, especially when you consider where things currently stand. Now, Luke McCaffrey left the game Friday night with an illness. We'll see whether or not he is good enough to practice today, or healthy enough, rather, to practice today. Noah Brown is someone that I don't even believe made the trip to New England as he's dealing with an injury. They're trying to get him to the regular season opener in one piece. I totally understand it. But let's just say the Noah Brown injury lingers here. And I'm just speculating here, but for him not to make the trip tells you it ain't nothing, you know? If you look at this wide receiver room, minus Terry McLaurin, minus Noah Brown, at what point do you begin to look at outside options at the wide receiver spot? And maybe it's cut down day when that happens. But I like Michael Gallup. I think KJ Osborne has proven that he is a serviceable veteran in this league. But like outside of that, I just don't have a whole lot of confidence in that group. I don't. And each and every year, right, there are going to be guys that come out and surprise you. Guys that come out and surprise you and play well. Last year, Olamide Zaccheaus really came out of nowhere. I don't even want to say that Zaccheaus came out of nowhere because he had a hell of a camp. Like, if you remember watching it, if you were out there for any of the fan practices, like, he had a really, really strong training camp to where the production in the regular season shouldn't have been too much of a surprise. But looking at this wide receiver room, you take away Terry and Noah Brown, and let's just be real here. I wouldn't have my jaw drop to the floor, I guess is the best way that I could put it. My jaw wouldn't drop if you were without McLaurin and Noah Brown in week one. Obviously, it's not an ideal set of circumstances, but the idea that we're 100 yards away from that happening, I would recheck your odds is the best way that I would look at it. But this wide receiver room, minus those two, is tough. It's tough. You needed KJ Osborne to step up. I thought Disco made a really interesting point about Luke McCaffrey and just how much flack that young man receives, for his lack of production and the lack of impact that he's made throughout the first year and change of his pro football career. He's been inconsistent throughout camp. Let's call it what it is, right? The veteran, Chris Moore, has been inconsistent throughout camp. Let's call it what it is. There are a couple of guys that I'm looking at this week in practice in particular to look at and go, can they take the next step? Can they take the next step? Can they string together several good days and show some consistency? Couple of guys here. KJ Osborne, Jalen Lane, Michael Gallup, Ja'Cory Brooks. Those four, I think, let's just look at the Commanders receiver room when it's at its best, when it's its healthiest, right? It's Terry and Noah outside and probably Debo in the slot. But I'm telling you all don't want to hear it, and we're going to talk about Terry McLaurin as we roll into this final hour. I said it last week. I'm getting, you know, race baited online as a result of it. It's awful. I think Terry McLaurin may have played his last game as a member of the Washington Commanders. I think that's a real legitimate possibility. If I was to put percentages on it, I'd say there's a 60% chance that this is just water under the bridge and he shows up at some point. It's a 35% chance to me that he never plays here again. But there are so many different ways that we can get to that point. That's why the conversation's fascinating to me. But as far as where things currently stand, we're going to let you hear from Jeremy Fowler coming up on the other side of the break. But this past Thursday, we got the first reporting from any national reporter, any local reporter for that matter as well, that the relationship between the two sides is fractured. Some of you are going to read into that and say it means nothing. Others are going to be, you know, inquisitive thinkers and go, why is that? I'm going to be an investigative radio reporter here, right? I don't look at it as some nothing burger that Jeremy Fowler mentioned that, yeah, the relationship between the two sides is a little bit fractured. What that means to me is we're further apart than maybe we realize. And we're maybe closer to Terry McLaurin being in another team's uniform. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll let you hear from Jeremy Fowler of ESPN next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Wide receiver position here in Washington, definitely one that's under the microscope and will continue to be under the microscope until the start of the regular season or until Terry McLaurin walks through, I guess I can't say walks through the door in Ashburn because he's already there, but removes himself from the pup list. Until that point, you know, a lot of us, rightfully so, are going to have questions about what the Commanders have at the wide receiver spot. My big thing is this. I just gave you four guys that over the next week leading into the second preseason game against Cincinnati, a couple of guys that are going to be under the microscope and quite frankly have a real big opportunity to earn some more snaps with the first team. Jalen Lane, KJ Osborne, Michael Gallup, Ja'Cory Brooks. I'll throw Luke McCaffrey in there, obviously, but to me, I'm interested in KJ Osborne and Mike Gallup, one, because they've done it before at this level, and I'm curious to see them with Jaden Daniels. Michael Gallup, I thought, going back and watching it, looked pretty good on Friday. The ball didn't come his way all the time, but you saw his ability to uncover and you saw nuances of route running. And I think he's just a guy, like I said, has proven it before in the National Football League. KJ Osborne had a massive missed opportunity on Friday night. One of Sam Hartman's best passes that he threw all night long to the left back pylon to KJ Osborne. He couldn't come down with it. That's a play that I know 17 makes, right? That's a play that, you know, Scary calls that one in. So it's tough. You want to see guys capitalize on those opportunities. I wasn't covering the team back in, what was it? Was it 2018 when the team drafted Terry McLaurin? I wasn't covering the team at that point. 2019, rather. I'm sorry. And they really hid him and did a nice job hiding him throughout the preseason. And then in week number one, him and Case Keenum hooked up several different times down the field. I wonder if that's the Jalen Lane plan. The Jalen Lane plan, rather. Is that happening right now with the Commanders' third-round pick? Because, if I'm not mistaken, like I didn't remember seeing him at all, or fourth-round pick, rather. I don't remember seeing him at all Friday night. Saw the couple of punt returns. But other than that, didn't see him much as a wide receiver. Is that by design? Or is that just the way the cookie crumbled that night? Because realistically speaking, the big loss that you're facing right now, not having Terry McLaurin, the biggest place where I think his impact is felt, you don't have a legitimate vertical threat right now. You don't have a legitimate guy on the outside that can stress defenses vertically. Why is that important? Why is that important? When you talk about a Deebo Samuel and an Austin Ekeler and a Jalen Lane, those guys need space to operate underneath. And if you can't tell by last year, this was a West Coast air raid offense. They're either chucking it down the field or they were killing you underneath horizontally. But it's a part of who they are. And in order for Deebo Samuel to be the best version of himself, in order for Jalen Lane and Austin Ekeler to be the best versions of themselves, they need a guy that defenses fear going vertical. And they don't have that right now. I would think that they want Jalen Lane to be that guy eventually, right? He's got the speed. Can he do it, though? That's the question. To me, if I was Washington, I would be looking at the free agent wide receiver market. At what point do you begin to look at the free agent wide receiver market? And I'm not acting as if there are a bunch of household names out there, but you got to have a guy to fill the role. And there are a couple of guys here that I know for sure can stretch and stress defenses vertically. Nelson Aguilar's out there. Is he a guy that you potentially bring in here that you think can, you know, beat teams deep? Is that the guy? Is it Marquez Callaway? Give me something here. Because I just, and maybe it happens on cutdown day. Maybe cutdown day is where this guy becomes available. Maybe it's you plucking somebody off of another guy's practice squad. Maybe it's a trade that you ultimately make. But if the availability of Noah Brown is going to be in question, and if Terry McLaurin's not going to walk through that door, and I just don't think he is anytime soon, you got to supplement the wide receiver room some way. Is it Gabe Davis? Is that a guy that you bring in? Of the dudes that are available, right, Amari Cooper's out there, Nelson Agholor, Tyler Boyd, Odell Beckham, Justin Ross, Kadarius Toney is out there, Allen Robinson. Of those guys that I just listed, to me, Gabe Davis is probably the most intriguing dude. Gabe Davis would probably be the guy that I'm like, hey, yeah, if he's out there and available, bring him in. Bring him in, a guy that's had success in this league, a guy that's done it, a guy that can beat teams vertically. Wow. Well, there we go. 14 hours ago. Is this real? 14 hours ago, there's an account on social media saying that Gabe Davis is going to sign with the Houston Texans. That would be an absolute gut punch. It would be. So 2 weeks ago, he visited the 49ers, visited the Giants, had dinner with Russell Wilson, but a deal ultimately did not come down. Now, the Giants make sense for him because, if I'm not mistaken, Brian Daboll's time overlap in New York with him? I would think so. Or in Buffalo, rather, with him? I would think so, as a rookie, probably. But to me, Gabe Davis is a guy that I would for sure give a nice long look at. The bottom line is this, though. They need a veteran. They need a veteran. They need a veteran. They need a veteran. But the one area, or the couple of guys, rather, that I just listed that can make them not need the veteran is Mike Gallup, Jalen Lane, Luke McCaffrey, right? Ja'Cory Brooks, so on and so forth, right? Mike Gallup, KJ Osborne, like those guys have an opportunity. Ideally, those guys capitalize on that opportunity and you're not having to worry about bringing in another guy. That would be the ideal set of circumstances here. But, you know, I don't know if you can count on that at this point. It's just been a whole bunch of inconsistency at the spot, at the position, you know, since training camp started. And to me, Friday night was another indicator that, they still need some help. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. Jeremy Fowler of ESPN was on Get Up late last week and gave us some details on the contract numbers that are being tossed around between Washington and McLaurin. Plus, he joined a fan podcast on Thursday and gave some insight that we hadn't heard yet relative to the relationship between Washington and Terry McLaurin. All that and more coming your way next here on The Fan. Taking it up to 1 o'clock, Nick Ashew comes your way at that point. You're now tapped into the youngest in charge, and Earl Willingham. That's baseball coming up on The Fan a little bit later on this afternoon. The series finale between the Nats and Giants as they continue their two-city West Coast road trip. Nats got it back yesterday, man. Brad Lord getting his first career victory as a starter, as James Wood got off the schneid as well yesterday out in the Bay Area. Andrew Golden, I mentioned it yesterday. Andrew Golden of the Washington Post had one of the more unique stories that you'll see here locally in terms of the access that the Nats interim skipper Miguel Cairo gave him, allowing him to essentially warm up with Cairo, running the bleachers and conducting an interview on what Cairo wants to see from this team down the stretch. And if you didn't get a chance to check that out, make sure you do so online at thewashingtonpost.com. I'm sure Andrew Golden's got it on his social media as well. But Nats and Giants in action a little bit later on this afternoon. And super important matchup tonight on the bump as Mackenzie Gore back on the hill. And if you've looked at the way Mackenzie Gore has pitched here in his last several starts, it's not been very good. It's not been very good. Still tied for the 11th most strikeouts in all of Major League Baseball with 148, but his ERA is now ballooned to 4.29. and he's got an abysmal 4-12 record. That's not all on him. The story early on in the season is whenever Big Mac would pitch well, he just didn't get the run support. But looking at his last, really the last four starts, the last five starts, lasted 2 1/3 coming out of the All-Star break against the Padres. Lasted five innings against the Minnesota Twins. He was actually pretty good in that start. But then against the Astros, lasted 5 1/3, gave up 8 hits, 6 earned, 2 homers. And then the other night at home against the Athletics, who are actually playing some pretty good ball this year, gave up 12 hits in 3 innings, including 8 runs. So for all of you out there that were reluctant to trade Mackenzie Gore at the deadline, hindsight is 2020. Nats in action a little bit later on this afternoon. And you can hear all the action right here on The Fan. Right now, though, I want to continue to discuss the wide receiver position here for the Washington Commanders. Noah Brown in his injury situation definitely muddying up the group as well. And obviously the uncertainty of when Terry McLaurin is going to be back muddies this thing up as well. I've maintained a pretty consistent stance on this. From the very get-go, I have felt like the Terry McLaurin situation was a lot more dire than a lot of people were willing to admit. All offseason, I don't even want to say all offseason, really here in the last 4 to 5 weeks, ever since the Eastern's Automotive Group shoot, I guess is when I can go back to, I felt like, yeah, you know, things are not in a good place when it comes to Terry McLaurin and these negotiations. And I go back to June the 5th. Albert Breer, national NFL reporter for the MMQB, joined Grant and Danny. And the first thing that he said when asked about where things stand between McLaurin and the team in these negotiations, the first thing he said was, yeah, things are not good. Things aren't good. And for a prominent NFL national reporter to say that, it raised my eyebrows. We then heard from Adam Schefter. We then heard from Albert Breer again. We then heard from Peter Schrager. And then Terry McLaurin blows up at the Eastern's Automotive Group shoot. And I don't want to describe it as blowing up. Like, that's not what it was. But the best way that I could put it, he wore it on his sleeves, man. He was clearly frustrated with the way the negotiations had gone. And at that point, Terry doing that was un-Terry-like, quote-unquote. And that raised my eyebrows. And that got me thinking, just how bad are things between McLaurin and the Commanders? He doesn't show up to the start of training camp. He holds in throughout the first 4 days. And then it felt like a couple of Saturdays ago when he reported to the facility, it felt like, okay, that is us getting some movement on this front. But I told you that very next day on Sunday, that look, just because Terry McLaurin showed up doesn't mean the two sides are any closer. It probably has more to do with him not being willing to concede those massive fines that he was subject to each and every day that he wasn't out there. And then there's last week when we had the trade request from Terry McLaurin. And at that time, I told you, yeah, look, I had a already anticipated that happening. It's normally a formality when it comes to these high-profile negotiations. That is a piece of leverage that the player has. He can request a trade. We all know Washington is not inclined to trade Terry McLaurin. Washington has no reason to want to trade Terry McLaurin because they're trying to win now. But the bottom line is this, man. They can not want to trade Terry McLaurin all they want. I think we may be getting to a point where Terry McLaurin forces the team's hand, and they have to trade him. Because the difficult part of this, and the part that's making the conversation a little cloudy to me, is the fact that he's on the physically unable to perform list. The fact that Terry is on PUP definitely is interesting to me, and here is why. Micah Parsons is going through a similar situation, honestly an identical situation right now in Dallas with the Cowboys, and he is not practicing with what he is calling a back injury. Guess what, though? Cowboys didn't put Micah Parsons on PUP. Trayvon Diggs is on PUP, and you all were so bright and wise to tell me under the post on social media that, oh, no, Trayvon Diggs is on PUP, Linnell. You're missing the damn point. Micah Parsons isn't on PUP. Micah Parsons also requested a trade. To me, what I'm now starting to wonder is, will Terry McLaurin use the fact that the team put him on PUP, will he use that against them? Because what you continue to hear is that Terry is dug in and Terry is willing to go to whatever length possible to make things right. How do you want to see the Terry McLaurin saga unfold? 1-800-636-1067. Obviously, we want him here. Obviously, you want this thing to be wrapped up sooner rather than later. But I guess the better question to ask is this. How close do you think we are to Terry McLaurin no longer being here in Washington? Do you think it's something that is impossible? Or do you think it's something that could be a part of our reality sooner rather than later? 1-800-636-1067. Been teasing it for a couple segments now. We'll pay it off on the other side of the break. ESPN NFL insider Jeremy Fowler gave some tremendous insight on where things stand between McLaurin and the Commanders late last week. We'll let you hear from Fowler next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.